Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 299.
Well, we're using different headsets, so. Because I haven't used the two headsets.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. So it's kind of good. So it sounds good. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us is our friend Julio. Hey, Julio.
Jay?
Is he Jay? Is he Jay for tonight? Is that how we call him now? Jay?
Julio.
It's Julio. No, actually, I sometimes call you Jules, right? Whenever family Jules.
Yes, you do.
Call him Corn Julio.
Corn Julio.
I don't answer back.
You don't answer back with Corn Julio.
The great Corn Julio. Anybody remember what that's from?
Yep, Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm. Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome everyone to episode 299. One more episode, and we're going to be, 300 episodes. Yeah. Do the math. And we don't know what we're going to do.
Can we do like 300 and have like 300 hot guys on this episode with us?
We can do that if we were in a party or something. It might be hard to mobilize a party that way.
Put out the word now. 300 hot guys show up at so-and-so next Monday night, and we'll videotape you and put you on the internet.
That's right. Or if some of them...
No, not 300. Are there 300 people in Atascocita?
Yeah, it's...
Are there even 300 hot guys in Atascocita?
Probably not. Probably not, no. Let me see. So, guys, what's going on with you guys? You guys are there. I mean, Ray, you guys have some business to talk to about, right?
Well, we're working on some stuff, and I fixed dinner, and we watched Heroes, and I got Julio here since he's the sex perk, since he works for a health organization teaching people how to do safe sex.
Yeah, we'll talk
about safe sex.
Yep.
So I got him on here so he could teach you how to use the female condom.
All right.
Properly.
Okay. It's going to be part of our title tonight. So let's see what we can.
Maynard uses a female condom.
No. Not yet.
Yes.
Well, we'll see how it works. But we'll save that later.
If you'd have come down here tonight, we could have used it on you and showed you how to use it properly.
Oh my God.
With video, if we could have videotaped and done demos, live demos,
it will end up in hotethicmen.com.
No. Maybe on XD, but not Hot Ethnic Men.
Oh, really? No? You mean I'm not good enough for Hot Ethnic Men?
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Julio, defend me.
Well, it's supposed to be about the guy next door. I don't know if you're
the guy next door. I'm next door, and I'm a guy.
No, you're kind of around the block, bitch.
You're so mean. Anyway, so let's do some weekend updates. Let's talk about some what happened to you guys for the past weekend or so. What's going on? What did you guys do?
Well, I went to Monster Truck Jam.
Ooh, how butch. Okay, you it's invited us. Butch. I remember you invited us, but I couldn't that evening, and I couldn't really commit that evening. And I don't know if I'm really into that. It's too butch. But anyway, so explain what it is. What is it?
Well, Monster Truck Jam is basically all these big trucks, and they jump over cars, and they roll over, and they get smashed up, and it's a lot of fun.
I heard you. How many guys went? Nine of you guys? Ten of you guys?
Yeah, nine guys went, and... Six liked it, three didn't.
Three didn't? Why did they not like it? It's too violent.
No, they just didn't find it entertaining.
Really? Was there a lot of talking? Was it like wrestling that they're on the mic and talking and talking it up?
Well, they talk in between the sessions because it's real loud. I mean, have you ever been to a monster truck rally? The noise is very, very loud. And so a couple of the people that went with me, they had earplugs.
Oh.
So.
Very smart.
So, but my favorite person to watch was this guy Chris that went with us. And every time one of the cars would jump over the air or roll over, he would talk with his hands. He would cover his face or yell.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
And we were surrounded by a bunch of straight,
yeah.
You know, guys. And he would like,
So how many times have you seen Monster Trucks shows like
I've been going every year for probably the last 20 years.
So you're turned on by all these car crashing and car crushing.
Yep, this is the biggest group I ever got to go. So, but no, normally I just go with one or two people. But I enjoyed Monster Truck Rally. Mm-hmm. Not only is it good seeing the cars getting smashed up, but there's a lot of eye candy.
Ah, okay.
There must have been at least 20 bears sitting within eye distance of us.
Oh, really? You know what? I would have been taking pictures if I were there. Yeah, but I couldn't that weekend. So, well, I'm glad you guys have fun. Ray, you didn't go, Ray, right?
No. I did all that when I was a kid. I kind of outgrew all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
That was my life as a teenager, going to truck pulls and tractor pulls and all that stuff.
So, Ray, did you ever try go... you just watched, but you never really had a truck that does all those things, no?
Oh, no. I didn't have that kind of money. That shit involves a lot of money.
That's a very expensive.
Very, very expensive hobby.
Mm-hmm. So, would you try to drive one of these, like Rick and Steve? There's an episode of Rick and Steve when Rick was in a Monster Truck Rally. But, yeah, would you guys want to try this out? Smashing all those cars.
Well, I take my chance every day I get on the highways to Houston.
That's true.
It's like Monster Truck Rally.
Oh.
With the Asian drivers.
I know, with all the Asian drivers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Hey, Julio, which reminds me, have you been okay lately? You've been with the driving?
I've been fine with driving.
Awesome. Okay, good. No tickets lately, right? Okay.
No tickets.
Awesome. In 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to hear. Anyway, so Ray, how about you? What did you do this weekend?
Excited? Not much. I took my Christmas stuff down finally. And I saw sitting in boxes in the living room floor, but it's down.
That's what I did also Saturday. And it's pretty easy just putting down the trees. It's easier to put them all down. I did break a couple of ornaments, so is that bad luck?
Yes.
It is? Oh, no. Yeah.
That means you don't get any anal sex for 2 years.
Oh, no. Break. I must break that cycle. So I broke about two of them. So that's 2 years.
4 years.
4 years.
No booty for you.
No booty for 4 years.
No getting stuck in your booty for 4 years. Mm. Watch. Your Eros is going to break now.
My Eros is going to break when I'm going to attempt.
Hey, Maynard, say that again. What did you do with your trees?
I put them down.
Did you go out and shoot them outside or something like that?
No, I just.
Did you put them down like you put your dog down?
It's supposed to be you took them down.
I took them down. Okay.
Come on, Mayor.
Think I'm out.
You're getting ready to get your American citizenship. Come on, you got to get it right. Get it right, man.
That's right. Well,
if you're gonna live in this country, you gotta learn to talk language.
I need to have the y'all twang, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I. Took the tree down, okay? I didn't put him down. I didn't get a shotgun and shoot it down. Yeah, it's easier to take the tree down than putting him up. So, that's pretty much what I did also last weekend. So,
I did see two movies. One's been out a while, and then I saw the new one. It just got released.
What did you watch? What did you watch?
Blue Harvest from Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
And then we watched something, something, something Dark Side.
That's one I saw. That's pretty funny.
So, mm-hmm. And it was pretty funny. So, and then we went rewatched something, something Dark Side with the pop-ups on it, which were even funnier. So, in the DVD. So, yeah, that was pretty funny. And then to top it all off, we watched Eddie Izzard, his first show that he put out on videotape, I think, or video.
His first show that he ever made.
Yeah, his first comic stand-up that it recorded in San Francisco. Oh, God, it was years ago.
So, wow.
Like 10 years ago.
I've never seen him perform or anything. Is he one of the comedians that you really like?
Sweet transvestite. He's okay. He's like, had that British humor, but he's funny. Mm. Sometimes I find him very funny, and sometimes I'm like, eh. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So. Anyway, okay. So, actually, we have Julio here, the sexpert. The sex expert, I should say. And because you've been doing some talks about, you know, that about sex. Uh-huh. Okay, one in particular. Okay, this is something that Ray kind of showed me yesterday. Was it yesterday, Ray? Yeah, I was just really. Yeah. I heard about female condoms a long time ago, but I've never seen one. And this is usually just really used, you know, of course, by female. But so how else can you use it, Julio?
Well, there's straight people and gay people that use it for anal sex. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's a much bigger condom. It's made out of polyurethane, not latex. Mm-hmm. And it has an outer ring and an inner ring. And basically, if you're going to use it for anal sex, you could do one or two things. You could use it with the inner ring, and basically you slide it in and it opens up inside the anus. And they come heavily lubricated compared to a male condom. And if they use that for the anal sex, then the guy, the top guy, mm-hmm. Doesn't have to use a male condom.
So, that's right.
And if not, if the inner ring is uncomfortable, then you could just take the inner ring out and slide the condom in without the ring, and it'll stay in there. And then same thing, you know. The top guy doesn't have to use a condom, and then after you're all done, you just take it out and slide it out and throw it away.
Okay, how about you said inner ring and there's an outer ring? This should be easier. Uh-huh. If we're doing this on video, maybe next week we'll do it in video episode 300. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's an inner ring. So, mm-hmm. how do you pry it in? Probably use your fingers going in, or
yeah, you just squeeze it and guide it in, and once you guide it in, it opens up inside the anus.
Oh wow! It kind of opens.
It's easier on some guys than it is on others.
Yeah, it's easier on some guys. That's what I'm saying. If the guy tries it and he feels uncomfortable with the ring inside, you could pull it back out and take the inner ring out and just slide.
So what's the inner ring for? Catching the semen.
No, it's usually, again, it's a female condom, so if you're using it inside the vagina, it anchors behind the cervix, and it just anchors in there so it doesn't slip out while people are having sex.
Okay.
And it catches the semen, it protects both partners, and
it's harder to break.
It's harder to break because it's made out of polyurethane. Mm. I mean, it's really, really almost impossible to break a female condom during sex.
And it should bite on it or something. So
yeah, well, actually, you're not going to bite on it if it's been up the anus.
Well, you know, there are some people out there.
That's true.
That's their fetish.
Oh, let me chew on the condom after you're done.
Exactly.
Oh, gross. Oh, okay. So how about there's an inner ring, there's an outer ring, so it would not go all the way in.
Right, the outer ring is much bigger, and basically it's made out of a rubber ring, but you would have to literally fold it up to push it into the anus. So basically it covers the outside of the anus, and the opening is big enough so the penis slides in.
Yeah, okay. Of course, this is called a female condom. Why wouldn't you just call it opening condom or an anal condom?
Because it wasn't intended to be an anal condom. It was made to be a female condom for the vagina. And it's called the reality condom. That's the name of it. The reality condom. It's the only condom out there that's made for a woman.
Reality. That's a brand name? Reality? Or
That's a brand name. It's called the reality condom. And you go to any drugstore or supermarket and they have it. Depending on what store you go to, either they'll have it with the male condoms, or they have it next to the woman's suppositories.
Okay, so these are okay to use for men. You can just go to the drugstore or go to the pharmacy area and just buy it out and use it as a... Yeah.
Right. Or you can buy them online.
It wasn't supposed to be used for anal sex, but a lot of people, including straight people, use it for anal sex.
Wow. So I could imagine, let's say for a woman, they have, you know, they want to be, you know, very kinky. They want it in both orifices. They have, they have two female condoms going in the ass and get a, in the vagina. So I guess that works for straight people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And there's some women that actually put it in, you know, 30, 40 minutes before they're about to have sex. And it feels very comfortable.
Oh, really? So. Okay. That's so interesting. But okay, we're concentrating on the, because it's easy already. The female already probably know that already. But for men, like, you know, it's really easy to put it in. How about, is it more?
Well, it's not that easy to put it in. I mean, you have to work
it. You have to work it, right? I would imagine for women, I mean, it's easier, like, but for men.
From experience, I found out that the inner ring usually does not work on 90% of the guys I've used it on.
So you just take it out?
Just take it out.
Right.
Yeah.
So the inner...
I mean, it's just like a little hard piece of plastic that you can bend, and once you push it in there, it pops open. But some guys are kind of tight, and their anal tract is not that wide, so it doesn't open all the way, and they find it uncomfortable. Right. So I just got where I'll leave it out.
Wow. So how's the sensation about that? It's just like, is it like barebacking? It feels like.
Well, that's why I like to use them, because it feels like it's barebacking.
It feels more barebacking for the guy that's
for
on top.
Top, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not for the guy that has a condom inside him.
Okay.
Wow. So, and here's another tip. Like Ray says, sometimes it's hard to get it in because of the ring, even if you take out the ring. But I found out that if you use like a small little dildo and you put the condom on and then you insert it and pull the dildo back out, it's like a applicator. And the condom stays inside, and you pull out the dildo and you go to town.
Ah, okay. All right.
And in my experience of using it, I've had sex with guys, and they were like, "You used a condom, right?" And I'm like, "Did you not feel me putting that thing up your ass?"
Maybe he didn't, because it's just way too wide.
No, because then I'd fell in. But from my experience, I like them better because they feel more like barebacking to me. Mm-hmm. There's better, and for me, it's better sensation. As soon as I put a regular condom on, I feel like I have no sensation in my dick.
Yeah, it's true that people, you know, lose it when they're wearing a condom. They're, you know, in the middle of everything, and then they have to wear a condom. Then sometimes they lose it, and So
I have a tip for that.
Oh, you have a tip for that. Okay, what's your tip for guys
tip
wearing condoms?
Okay, if you want a condom to feel better, especially if a guy is circumcised, you open up the condom, blow on it so you have the tip, and then take any type of water-based lube. You fill the whole tip up with water-based lube, put the condom on, and what that does is lubricate the head of the penis so the guy doesn't feel the latex anymore. The condom's going to slide, and it's going to increase your sensation by up to 50, 60% guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
The best way to describe it, if you're using lube to masturbate, it's going to feel like when you're using lube to masturbate.
Oh, okay. So people just slapping on a condom is not the right way to do it.
Right.
You blow on it, put some lube in it. Okay. No silicone, though.
Yep. No.
Not silicone.
It has to be water-based.
It has water-based lube inside, and you can use silicone outside. That's kind of complicated, don't you think?
Well, no, you can't use silicone on condoms anymore.
Right. The silicone will eat right through the latex.
Yeah, you have to use condom-safe
lube.
Right, which is water-based lube.
Okay.
Well, no, gun oil is not water-based, but it's condom-safe.
Yeah, which one? Gun oil.
But it has water in it, too.
Okay. Sometimes. Well, they have a water-based version, and the silicone-based version, or whatever it is, but the one I like is the oil-based one, because the water-based is just about as bad as the rest of the water-based ones.
Well, anyway, let's go back to the female condom, because this really interests me, because it has a simulation somehow that it looks like barebacking, but it's not really. So
right,
Ray mentioned yesterday about a movie that I myself watched many years
short
ago.
Short Bus.
It's Short Bus. It's by John Cameron Mitchell. Was it?
John Cameron Mitchell. Yeah. And the reason this is why I started using female condoms, because Short Bus is filmed in a German style, and in German, in a lot of German movies where the where they're having sex, the actors are actually having sex. Mm-hmm. So in Short Bus, when you see the people having sex, they're actually having sex in the movie. They're going at it.
Yes.
And what they did is they took the female condoms and the lip on the outside, they trimmed it down some and then kind of spirit glued down to the area so it doesn't pop out or anything. And that's how they filmed the sex scenes. So it looks like they're all barebacking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, it's straight.
And if you don't believe me, go look at the documentary section of the movie. If you got that DVD, that's how I found out about it.
I didn't get. I saw Short Bus when it was in the theater. So if I get the DVD, then you'll be able to see the
DVD, the whole commentary, and they talk about how they staged the sex scenes and how they found all the couples and stuff like that. And I think pretty much 90% of the scenes, it's all of them actually having sex.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that at the River Oaks, would you believe?
Yep.
It's an artsy-fartsy film, but mm-hmm. it's X-rated.
Mm-hmm. It's X-rated. Well, no, it's not X-rated. It's not rated at all.
That's right.
Because it was never submitted to be rated as a major motion picture.
I thought it was NC-17.
I don't think it was released for general release, and it was picked up as an art documentary type film thing, so they never rated it.
Yeah, it's kind of it is very erotic. Well, one guy is jerking off and comes all over his face.
The first 5 minutes of the movie, the guy's jacking off and jacks off into his face, and
I remember that. And a couple were really they're really having sex. And when the guy pulled out, I was surprised myself. My God, they're barebacking on the film. So I was surprised. Then it's a good thing you cleared it up with me that they're using female condoms. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. I should watch that again. Maybe our audience are.
And here's some things I like about the female condom. One, to me, they feel more like barebacking.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they're safer because they give more coverage area in around the anus.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less actual skin on skin.
Mm-hmm.
Three, because I mess with a lot of younger guys, mm-hmm. they're not got this whole cleaning out their ass thing. it ain't funny to be laughing at. Trust me.
Okay, I would agree with you. It is cleaner because when you pull out, you don't have shit dick. You don't have shit dick.
Shit all over your dick. Yeah.
Yeah, but. It's
and then when you take the other condom out, it's a lot easier to dispose of than trying to unroll it off your dick. Mm-hmm. You pull it out by the lip, by the outer ring, and you just pick it up and throw it in the trash can. You're done.
Mm-hmm. And for some people, don't let the dog eat it, right? Mm-hmm. And some people would chew in it, right? But if you're, how about going for seconds, going for thirds?
Well, you can just leave it in.
Yeah, you
really?
Just leave it
in. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So.
As long as the guy doesn't push it out.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't get pushed out and it stays in there and stuff. But yeah, that's another reason I like them, because you can play for a long time with them. You can stop and start and, you can untie them and flip them over and do them another way and flip them to another position. And
that is hot. Okay, if you're going to... So, what's the best way to put it in? You don't lube up the outside. You don't.
Well, the outside's pretty lubed up.
Every lubricator, compared to a male condom, sometimes you take it out of the pack and it can be real sopping wet with lube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem because getting in, I either can put it in with my fingers usually, or I can use a dildo or a vibrator and slide it in, lube the vibrator up real good, the inside of the condom up real good, mm-hmm. and then slide it in to the anal opening with the vibrator or dildo and stuff.
Okay, so
and work it in a lot easier.
So the outside part is lubricated enough to slide in, and then
inside is lubricated too.
And the inside.
I try to keep the outside less lubricated, so it doesn't slide out.
Doesn't slide out. Okay. Wow.
So usually the lube that comes in on it's enough to get it in there and keep it there.
Maybe we have listeners who have used female condoms before, but I don't know. Maybe Hey, listener, if you're if you have tried it, let us know. Email us.
If there are any chasers out there that would like the female condom used on them, contact me. Ray at bearpodcast.com.
The only thing is they're more expensive than a male condom.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
A male condom is like 15 cents, and a female condom is about $2.
Oh, wow. So. Is it rare to go by, to come by? Is it?
No, it's made for a woman, so it's more expensive regardless.
Okay.
And not that many people, you know, when it first came out, it was over almost $3 a female condom. But more and more people are using it, so the price is dropping. So as more people buy them and they use them, they should drop down under $2. So,
you know, it would be a good idea maybe for people who go to bathhouses, they prepare themselves and they just, right? They just prepare themselves they go.
And if you're a bottom and you like to get gang bang, I mean, it's pretty, in my opinion, I think, well, having that many guys in, you're probably not safe, but at least once you put that condom in, guys can come shoot their load and regardless.
But there's a bunch of that.
It's not really a ticket to be gang banged, right? Okay.
Exactly, because it protects the guy that's the bottom, but if they're being gang banged and people aren't using condoms, then the guy that's the top could get, if somebody has some type of infection like syphilis, the next guy that sticks is...
Yeah, but if I'm the bottom guy, I wouldn't be worried about them.
Yeah.
The bottom guy, you would worry about them.
Like, if you're stupid enough to stick your dick in there without protection after somebody else has been in there...
Exactly.
I
am not responsible.
Which is why syphilis
in my ass
is such a high is in an epidemic in Houston almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, syphilis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been, right. Did it increase for the past few years?
Yes.
Yes.
We're actually the Houston metro area used to be number one for syphilis, but as of 5 weeks ago, Beaumont, Texas became number one for the entire country right now.
Wait a
second. We all know that everybody in Beaumont's bored as hell.
What's in Beaumont? What is in Beaumont?
Apparently syphilis.
A bunch of horny people.
Apparently they have syphilis there. Oh my God, that's sad. There's nothing much to do in Beaumont.
It only takes one tramp to get it and everybody's got it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's... I guess, okay, so
that's me. I don't sweat the HIV test that much. It's the syphilis and the gonorrhea ones I always sweat.
Mm-hmm, those are the scary ones.
Because they're easier to pick up. Yeah. I guess HIV is easy to pick up too, if you're not safe. But,
yeah, HIV is easy to pick up.
But
they're all easy to pick up.
But you can suck on somebody's dick and not get HIV, where you can get syphilis or.
Is that proven already?
Well,
very small chance.
It's still a chance, but the rate is very small. The risk is very small.
The risk is very small.
Compared to unprotected anal sex.
Ah, okay. Because there's
unprotected
tearing.
Anal sex is 100% risk. With oral sex, very less riskier for HIV, but syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, you could get syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea of the throat. Very nasty.
Ah, gross. That's really scary.
My name's syphilis. No, I don't smoke.
I don't smoke after sex and after MacGyver. It's actually very easy to get gonorrhea also in your throat, right? So what's going to happen? You'll have some kind of throat lesions or something?
Most of the time it looks like you have a little throat rug in your throat. It looks white and it just covers the whole tongue, throat.
Oh, really?
It looks like thrush.
Ew.
Ugh.
And you'll know when you have chlamydia, gonorrhea in the throat.
How would you know?
It's hard to swallow.
Okay, it's hard to swallow. It's hard to swallow. I might have gonorrhea, okay? It's hard to... Oh, my God. Maybe some people are saying, I can't swallow right now. I have gonorrhea. How about the... Okay. If it's in the dick, it's got some dripping involved, right? But how about...
Not all the time.
Not all the time? Gonorrhea?
Not all the time. So, I mean, a lot of people could have chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and not know that they have it. So, and especially with the syphilis, that's why we're having a major syphilis outbreak. Most people catch it and they don't have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty scary.
Yep.
Okay, so do you, so you're saying using female condoms or condoms in general, really, it would really, it really helps. Of course,
it helps a lot.
Helps a lot. Okay. Why not change it to? Why not they des- Why won't they design something really for anal, like an anal condom? Not necessarily.
They're working on one.
They're working on one.
Because this is a Christian country, mm-hmm. and the Christian values don't allow, do not allow that.
Oh. Yeah. Wait
the, the unaccepted position is missionary between a man and a woman, and there is no type of sex ever.
There's no, and nobody gets raised pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody gets pregnant because yeah. of because
and there's
of
no premarital
abstinence.
Sex.
There's yeah. no such yep. thing as premarital sex. Yeah. So okay. So with the
this is why 90% of the births in America are to unwed teenage girls.
Mm-hmm. So. I'm really intrigued with this. With this, do you think there's a chance that there's going to be in the run packet soon, or whatever? If there's going to be bear runs out there that they will have female condoms in them, or is there some kind? I don't know. Is there some kind of I don't know, something that they don't want it to be associated to men?
Well, again, it's not approved for anal sex, so they market it as a female condom.
Mm-hmm. So they
yeah. Who approves that? Is that an FDA thing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It'll never get approved.
But again, what I hear is that they're working on an anal condom. When it'll be out, don't know.
It would be nice if you put it into the pharmacy. You know, just there's regular condoms. There's Trojans here. And then there's a female condom. And there's an anal condom. They should just change it to orifice condom. Because... Yeah. You know, what if you don't want somebody to talk while they're having sex? Put it in with their mouth.
No, that's why you use the duct tape.
Use the duct tape. But what if you bang the face? You know, you just have the...
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Nah, you could choke somebody with
it. You could choke somebody with it. Here, chew on this. Leave the ring outside. Okay, is it in? Then you...
No, then you take the ring out of the ass and put it in the mouth and then...
Okay.
Butt to mouth.
Butt to mouth, that's right. Oh, you can do that after that. Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
Wow. Awesome. All right, guys. Listeners out there, in the next bear run, bring your own female condoms. I don't know. It's a good idea. I think it's a really good idea. When Ray told me about it, I've heard about it, but... Oh my God, that's a great idea! And this all the sensation. It's like it's almost like barebacking, but not really. And it's fascinating. He showed me one. He showed me so. Maybe I should get some. I should get some more. Is it available right now at Target or something, or Kroger or Walgreens?
Drugstore.
Female condoms being used by men.
Again, well, I'll tell you what. Come by this week, Maynard, and we'll just do a video demo of how to insert one.
Okay, and who's gonna be the bottom?
You are.
How am I gonna see?
It will videotape it. You'll be able to watch the learning video.
I'll watch it after. We're gonna do a live video.
Well, no, I can plug it into the I can plug the camera into the TV so you can watch it while I'm doing it.
Oh, okay. Probably not a good idea on video. No.
Do we have any volunteers?
Yeah, we can ask. We can ask some of our chaser listeners, maybe.
I'm sure some bottom that want some stuck up their butt.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, oh God. Okay, enough of the condom talk. It's oh my God. It's just it's turning me on. I mean, just
don't worry, Maynard. I'll send you a dozen.
Okay, awesome. Hey, hurry up! I'm going to New Orleans this weekend. So
that's right. And upstairs at the Phoenix has got his name all on it.
Can you imagine that you go to New Orleans, you go to the Phoenix, and you go to upstairs?
Well, I would say this. After what happened at a Bear Watch a few years ago, mm-hmm. where a condom was left in.
Oh, God. Thanks for that incident.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
At least now you can come preloaded.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Right. But do not swim with it,
right? Find the target.
Do not swim with a female condom on your ass. Might be
both
another good idea.
An hour after.
Okay.
Sorry, something happened an hour after.
Yeah, it's I remember that time. Mm-hmm. But that was many years ago. But I don't want to talk about it. So if you're going to let's say like in New Orleans and do whatever you want to do and in one of the bars
like
there.
Eric's up, spread eagle over the pool table, pool at, table. Upstairs at the Phoenix. Uh-huh. And he's pre female condom up. every bear in the place can just take their turn plowing him away.
That's right. So,
and Maynard said, make sure you put your own condom on, because if you get touched for another, I ain't my problem.
Yeah, how about that? How about double condom? Let's say, no, not a good idea.
Nah. If used correctly, only one will do.
Ah, okay. But what would happen if the guy is just so paranoid, the top one is so paranoid, he uses a condom and then the female condom is still on the guy.
The friction of both plastic
to end up each other.
Tearing one of them up, so.
Wow. How about spit? How's spit?
What about spit?
For lube. You know, some people say spill do.
Well,
some people's butts can take that hard of a pounding and rough.
Yeah.
Some people can't. Mm. Some people need all the lube they can get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember, Maynard? I sent you a couple gallons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I need, what is it? I need a Dixie cup. Just to... I remember that time. You guys, you always provide lots of lube. Anyway, okay. Well, we're almost 40 minutes here. But yeah, it's great. This is great information. As well, for me, it is. I don't know for the listener. So, yeah, listener, if you've tried female condoms before, let us know, and call us and tell us your sexcapades about using a female condom on your partner. That'd be interesting. Okay, coming up is episode 300. It's going to be next week, and Ray and I are planning to do a live show. And yeah.
Where Maynard gets a female condom inserted.
That's right. Okay, we'll tell them things that may or may not happen, okay? Okay, so watch me get a female condom, and no, I'm kidding. No. Yeah, we're planning to do that. We'll post, we'll Twitter it and we'll Facebook it and put it online and tell people how we're gonna do it. I think we're gonna do it by a Ustream. We'll set it up next week, and I'll let you guys know. And okay, so Julio, thank you very much for the information. My God, when it comes to sex technologies, you're the go-to guy. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Any so you're saying there's gonna be a real anal condom soon, right? Is there any ETA?
Probably more. It'll be earlier. It'll probably be released in Europe many years before it gets released in the U.S.
Oh, really? So you're saying there's more anal sex in Europe than here in the U.S.?
What, have you seen all those hot European guys? Come on.
No, basically the federal government in the U.S. is very slow to approve things.
FDA. Yeah, that's so bad. Okay, so Julio, how can people contact you? Do you have any online presence so they can contact you and ask questions if they want? How can people contact you if they want to have questions?
They could contact me at jasencio1960@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they can email you questions about having to use.
Again, jasencio1960@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. That's it. So we're going to close. Thank you again, Julio. So next time, we're going to talk about sex again next time. If you have any more new stuff to tell us, okay?
Future topic.
Yeah.
The different technologies now when it comes to HIV testing, mm-hmm. and the new regulations that are going into effect this month.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. Talk about the future, okay? We'll give you...
All right.
We'll pull you in. All right, so thank you everyone for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you're a chaser and you want a female condom used on you, you can email ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give me a call at 206-22-2327. That's 206-22-BEAR.
Okay.
If you live in the... metro area, call me.
If you want a female condom in you, that's like
call me. First, I'll put on one MO. And your picture too, Ray at Bear Podcast.
Okay. And yeah, call us and
please. 17 and 31.
Yeah, call us and
if you're aging, I'll go a little bit higher because you know y'all have that whole age proof thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, leave your voice message, we can play it in the show. It would be nice to have your reactions about the show, about female condoms. Let's talk about it next week. And just stay tuned. We're gonna post stuff on the website about doing a live show next week. We still don't know how to do it, how we're gonna do it, but we are gonna do something next week, a video or something. Okay. And subscribe via iTunes. And how condom use? Can we use? Wait, can we use teddy bears and puppies? You know, they doing each other and maybe do a sample that way. What do you think? Is there a way?
I think that's against the law in Texas.
Teddy bears doing each other, like to sample it. Oh, okay. All right. So follow us on Facebook.
Yeah,
Twitter,
you have PETA coming after you.
That's right.
Oh, really? Teddy bears, stuffed toys. PETA's gonna come after us. Okay. Okay.
Bad touch, Maynard. Bad touch.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. Who still uses MySpace? Okay. Yeah. Subscribe via iTunes. Good. And leave a review also. It's good. It's been a great year, and hopefully we could get some people on board next week. The people I'm planning to have, and also it's going to be. I think it's in the third year. I think it's the third or fourth year. I'm not too sure, but I think it's the third year we are on Bear Radio. So. Yeah, so thanks to Joe Malucci of Bear Radio. It's going to be our third year, I think. Third year on Bear Radio Network. Yeah, if you guys don't know yet, this show gets aired on the Bear Radio Network, bearradio.net, on Thursdays at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, and an encore show on Sundays at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. Okay, so yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Yeah. Anything else, Ray?
We're waiting for a call for Sirius XM out queue to call us, you know, for our weekly beer show on there.
Oh, really? Waiting for them. I wish.
Wait on that call.
I don't know.
Larry, help us out, man. Help us out. Help us out. Moving on up.
Larry.
To the sky.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear. What a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
So whatever you're playing, I haven't seen it yet, so... Got it! It's now playing on my side, so let's see it.
No, I haven't seen the Lady Gaga video, so I don't know how much of a period it is to it.
On a typeface, a bearded poker face parody.
And then non-neutral face.